The New South Wales government has talked up a multi-million dollar boost to the state's failing bus network to be unveiled in next week's state budget, saying it will bolster public transport in Sydney's western suburbs. It's been confirmed that just under $140 million in funding will be allocated to modernise the bus fleet and improve its reliability and accessibility. Premier Chris Minns says the spend would enable longer routes, new routes for weekends and those for underserviced areas, to cut the risk of having to rely on Uber. But he's conceded there are still not enough bus drivers to meet demand.
We've made progress, so clearly we're in a better position today than we were 12 months ago, but there's still more to do. I think that the focus on recruiting retired bus drivers, and also perhaps if we consider this as a particular profession, is something that's really worth exploring.